Okay. I apologize to everyone. Looks like because I am a new podcast, I am limited on the amount of time that I have recording in one session. So they broke me up into two different sections, which is perfectly okay with me. No troubles for me at all. I hope you're still joining me. I left off on secret number four back there, and secret number four was broken up into two different sections. And what we spoke about before I got cut off there was basically that I want you to do an emotion dump and get all that negativity and all those mind barriers and creativity blockers out onto paper and to release it without venting it out more than anything without any restrictions, because no one was ever going to be able to know what you wrote or how you feel or how you think or what maybe you've done. And then once you actually are able to go ahead and clear out your mind, okay, now you have this open space to kind of work with. So now I'm going to go into discussing part number two. So with part number two, what I want you to do is, now that you have a clear mind and this open space to work with, I want you to fill it up with creativity, positivity, and endless possibilities that you are capable of, okay? So I want you to go ahead and write or record your idea, okay? Write and record what you want to accomplish in your life and be creative with it and don't have any barriers, right? So what do you want to do more than anything? And what do you want to achieve? And it could be something like, maybe you want to own your own business or have a small side job, maybe help others or maybe teach others. Perhaps you just want to move up in positions in your job or create a solution to a huge problem or open a nonprofit. I mean, it could be a billion things that are out there that you want to accomplish more than anything. Getting it out, whether it's written or vocalized, the important thing is for you to be able to visualize it, okay? Now, when you're doing this, once again, clear out any mind blocks, any barriers. Do not allow the words if, but, or impossible, or that now is not the time, right? Don't allow those things to creep in. I simply want you to write or record away. Keep that momentum going. Keep the flow going. Do you feel that excitement that's building up? I'm sure by now that you do. That's your spark of hope turning into more. Now, after you get this done, I don't want you to do anything else. I just want you to relax and enjoy that moment. And I want you to appreciate the connection that's happening here, because what's going to happen is that your soul, now that you're allowing for the door to open and for it to be free, is going to start to communicate with your mind. And your mind is going to explode with positivity, and it's going to welcome in all of those ideas because you're feeling good about it, right? It's not something that's stressing you out. Then once that happens, physically, you're going to naturally have energy and the desire and the willpower to be able to go ahead and accomplish those things. So it's going to be brilliant. And I want you just to take a moment to enjoy that, because it doesn't happen every day, right? So secret number five is from mind to body. Now, with that new energy that you have, right, and that new adrenaline that you're experiencing from the realization of your vision, okay, I want you to take that physical energy that you have, and I want you to go out and go for a walk. I want you to think of how this benefits you, your family, and those around you, or even those that you're going to be able to help. And each time you come up with a benefit, I want you to take a deep breath in, appreciate it, and smile. During this walk, I want you to take your cell phone with you and record each benefit. As you record each benefit, I want you to stop. Once you record it, I want you to keep on moving, okay? And I want you to appreciate the adrenaline rush that you're feeling right now. Okay, as moms, we always need more energy. It doesn't happen that often. By doing this, it's going to happen, okay? When you have gotten all of your benefits set, I want you to start either walking back home, or if you were in your yard, just go inside. And I want you to take a moment and play back all of the benefits to you. If you missed any, add them on. If not, don't worry about it. I also want you to make yourself a glass of whatever your getting it right drink is, And it's time to dig a little deeper. For me, my getting it right drink is coffee. For you, it might be wine. For others, it might be a smoothie. Heck, it could just be water. Whatever the case may be, keep in mind, you just probably went for a walk. You're going to need it. And you're going to need the break because it's going to be time to dig a little deeper and break down each one of those benefits into why they are benefits. Okay. And I mean the real why. And then once you write down why they're a benefit, you're going to take it another level and break that one down into another why benefit. Okay. And that's kind of going to look like, well, I want to go ahead. And for me, it was, I want to be an entrepreneur, right? I want to help other moms that might be facing difficult times like I did, and I want to help them get through it. So that's my first benefit, right? But what's the next benefit? Well, by me helping other moms, then I can knock down that number of how many people are depressed or anxious and they're moms, and that's going to help them as well. And not only that, but it's going to help their children if they know how to get past hard times and they know the right strategies to get through things, then their kids are going to be able to do that. And I just knocked down those statistics for the US, right? So you got to look at it from that level. And then, I mean, it just goes into more and more breakdowns, such as now I can actually get paid for my work, and now I can work from home, now I can provide a lifestyle, and all the while helping people and doing something that I love. So, I mean, the breakdown is going to go huge and it's going to be very lengthy. And I don't want you to rush through this process, okay? And I want you to take your time. So before each new breakdown that you do for your benefits, I know that you still have to maintain your busy schedule. So before each breakdown, I want you to stop, you know, once again, clear your mind, go do a load of laundry, cook or clean up, spend time with the kiddos, all the while understanding your benefits and your reasons why you want what you want more than anything, and why it is so important for you to accomplish this because of the benefits. Okay. So once again, don't rush through the process, still do your work. It took me probably a couple of weeks, to be honest with you, to get through it. And remember, do not allow the words if, but, or impossible to creep in, because they're going to try. If you need to, take a walk. Walk a little bit more if you need to clear your mind. I mean, I've even sat on my bed with my legs crossed and taken a moment to be really open and aware of what's going on and what the benefit and why that's a benefit to sink in. And then I continued. And I can't tell you how amazing it is about how many times I've actually jumped off my bed excited at my why something's a benefit. My husband's like, man, you just can't stay still. And you're going to see how this is going to happen for you too, right? The small change I'm telling you to do right now is going from mind to body, because your walk and the up and down and being able to still accomplish your tasks is creating physical and mental energy without you really even noticing it at all, okay? And you're still getting things accomplished. Once again, you're having that connection from your soul, finally feeling free to be able to guide you to what you're supposed to do and what you're meant to accomplish, to what your more is. You are actually allowing your mind to absorb it and organize it logically. So then your mind doesn't think of it as a threat, and you're able to take that energy and go outside and build it physically. And a little hint here, you're also taking care of your body. So everything all together, your mind, your soul, and your body are all in sync and they're all aligned, and you're still accomplishing your other obligations. So there's no red flags in between, right? So you're not overwhelming yourself, and it's just going to be an enormous and a phenomenal change within yourself that you're actually going to be doing things that are creating progress for you, and you're actually achieving things in your life. Genius, isn't it? So let's go ahead and get on to number six. Number six is your spark becomes a flame, okay? The thrill of finally getting your more exposed, even if it's only you that knows what your more is, should have you looking forward to another day, because time just flies when you're having fun, let me tell you. And smiling is going to be inevitable. So if you've done this correctly and you've taken your time to really go through the process, the clarity of you getting your vision right has a bright and brilliant aura surrounding you that you may have even been asked by others what the heck is going on. The great thing is it's not over yet. Okay, there's more to come. Do you know why this is happening? This is happening because you're awakening the power within your spiritual being. Your soul is now being allowed to direct your every move without your mental state blocking it and or your physical being shutting everything down because of lack of energy. You can now know your truth. Know that you can accomplish more and that it's not a bad thing that you wanted it or that you're doing it. It's really a good thing. The energy and the inspiration and the motivation and the fact that only your soul can provide it is where your spark becomes a flame. And that's what a lot of people forget. Okay, a lot of people forget that your soul is part of who you are and that's part of fulfilling your life. Okay. So, this is the greatest secret to filling your happiness. Let your soul guide you and have faith that the feeling you have of wanting more is there for a reason, and not no just little itty bitty reason, but for a huge reason. And that aligning all three of your states of being is important. Number seven is battle plan. Secret number seven. So mom, it's finally time to start doing things with a mission and a clear vision, okay? As you already know, life is not easy. It's gonna come at you hard as all ever, especially now that you have something exciting going on. And now that you've done all of this and you have a new burning energy inside of you, it's so important right now to build off of that, okay? Keep building that momentum to ensure that you're filling your emptiness the right way and doing it right the first time. So to keep that flame burning, you have to create an effective battle plan for when the tough situations arise, and they usually come back to back, okay? Keep in mind that they're all aligned, right? All three states of our being are aligned, so you want to make sure it flows nicely. So the if, but, and impossible will do everything that they can to creep in while you're fulfilling your vision and building your momentum. So you're going to need to stop that. If you need to, what you can do is go back to your notebooks, go back to your brain, your emotion dumps, okay? If that's what you have to do. Even if you have to pause during your journey, okay? Do not feel bad. Go back. Read your first emotion dump so that you could have a clear mind on where you've been, how you overcame those challenges and where you're going, right? So you want to do that because you already have a system that's working. That if you did this the right way, you have weeks worth of notes that you have. And then you need to get back to having a clear mind. And by being able to see that or hear that, you'll already know how to overcome them. To create your battle strategy, what you need to do is take these simple steps. Take some time to list your objective, what your vision is, what will be your biggest battle or your challenge, what is your strategy to conquer or overcome this challenge, and detail every step you will need in order to fulfill your vision. I also want you to go ahead and set up a timeline for your project. Now, when you set up projects, you're going to have one big main goal, right? One big picture. But you're also going to need small goals. So when you make your projects, make them small goals with timelines. The big one, no timeline there because you don't need to add stress, because when you add stress, it's going to make you be overwhelmed, especially if you're not following the timeline. So I don't want you to go ahead and do that, okay? You don't need added stress. Make sure to take your time. We're getting this right the first time around. So journal every day or record every day what you're doing and the changes that you're doing while implementing and planning and how you started doing everything. Remember to allow your soul to guide you when times get tough. Journal those timelines. Even if you have to make adjustments, it's okay. Don't sweat it. And the challenges as well. write down what challenge you faced and how you overcame it. I call this your accomplishing period. I love that. And enjoy every step of the way. Reward yourself for every accomplishment that you make, no matter how small it is, because you need that in order to keep your drive going. And always remember, you got this. When life attacks you with more than you think that you can handle, and this is throughout everything, go back, use the 7 secrets above to get you through it. Getting it right, knowing that you're getting it right, is going to help build your momentum. And there's going to be moments that you're going to question everything and wonder why you're doing this, and you're going to want to quit. But if you go back to these 7 secrets, just like I do all the time, and you make the most out of them, you're going to see that you can overcome those battles so much easier. Then after repeated practice, you're going to be such a pro at it that eventually it's going to just be something that you do without you even noticing it, because you've already had the strategies and the skills to get through those times. And I wish I could say that there's going to be times where it's not going to be challenging. That would be a lie. It's always going to be a challenge. Challenge makes us stronger, which is a good thing. But you're always going to be able to see that flicker of a spark in your life turning into that roaring flame. And that's the sweetness of this, okay? Because you're just going to keep on building and building and building. Yes, you might have moments where it's going to flicker again and you're going to be like, oh, please don't go out. You're going to have the tools right now to start getting you on the right path to long-lasting happiness and life fulfillment. And it is now within your reach. So there's going to be no more living moment to moment for you. Now you're going to be living your life to create your legacy, not only for you, but your family, okay? So keep on using these 7 secrets. Number 1, know yourself. Number 2, you are not the only one going through things, so stop the why me syndrome. Number 3, knowing that there is more is good. Number 4, getting your mind right and keeping it right. Number 5, from mind to body. And number 6, the spark, your spark, becomes a flame. And number 7, the battle plan. So go through those 7 steps constantly, and you're going to see your momentum build up, and you're going to see what you're truly capable of. For me, it is now able to reach out to you and helping moms transition their mommy skills into entrepreneurs is an amazing thing. However, helping all moms out there in whatever way possible is ultimately my goal. I am so glad that you joined me today. So sorry for that little interruption, because I like to talk a lot. I hope you found all of this information useful. Please follow me. There is going to be more of this going on, and I am so excited to be able to be here with you.